Government has secured a $70 million facility to provide soft loans for root and tuber crop farmers in the country. The Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Sherry Aiti, said the move is in line with government's quest to achieve the Millennium Development Goals and to boost agricultural production. The minister's remarks were contained in a statement read on her behalf at the opening of the West Africa Root and Tuber Conference in Accra. Petrina Apalu was there for Radio Ghana.
The West Africa Agricultural Productivity Program, WAP, is a two-phase 10-year World Bank-funded program. It has been formulated by ECOWAS in response to the Africa Action Plan designed by the World Bank in 2005 to assist African states' agricultural production. This is to increase the production of regionally determined agricultural commodities to achieve the Millennium Development Goals. Madame Seriaite said, WAP brings together all the participating countries in West Africa to determine their priority commodities and contribute to concerted efforts to increase agricultural productivity and sustainability. She noted that roots and tubers are on the priority list for Ghana, while Mali has rice and Senegal has prioritized the cultivation of drought-tolerant cereals. The Minister of Environment, Science and Technology said the program will promote knowledge sharing among scientists and the participating countries. The Director General of the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research, CSIR, Dr. Abdullahi Baba Salifu, said root and tuber crops play a vital role in achieving food self-sufficiency and self-reliance in West Africa. In rural areas, their cultivation serves as a major source of income. Mr. Salifu said roots and tuber crops have advantages over other staple foods such as grains in terms of sustainability of production. He referred to President Snow's statement a month ago on government's commitment to devote 10% of GDP to science and technology research. This to him will buttress existing regulatory and institutions frameworks already in place to support science and technology. Petrina Palu reporting for Radio Ghana.